This is The Cube, where simple tasks become epic challenges.
I think I'm better. Pressure's on.
7 games. 9 lives. 250,000 pounds.
Have you got what it takes to beat The Cube? Pushes people's nerves to the limit. Will someone beat it tonight? Let's find out. I meet our first contestant. It's James Houston. Hi, James.
How are you?
All right,
mate. Very nice to meet you.
Lovely to see you. Welcome to The Cube. So what do you do for a living?
I import fashion accessories.
Whereabouts do you live?
I live in Ealing, London.
All right, and who have you brought with you?
I brought my wife, Belinda.
Hi,
I bought my eldest son, Jake.
Hi, Jake.
I bought my two mates, Phil and Adrian.
Do you think you've got what it takes to beat The Cube?
I think I have. I certainly hope I have. Going to give it my best shot.
Good.
There
well,
we go.
Let's start then in that case. Game one is for £1,000. This is what's inside The Cube.
Quantity. You must calculate how many squares appear on the floor. You have just 12 seconds. The time starts as soon as the squares appear. And when they disappear, you must give your answer. So for £1,000, James, how quickly can you count?
It's just counting squares on the floor. How
Hopefully.
Hard could it be?
Yeah.
Now, you've been in the audience, haven't you?
We have. Me and Jakey, yep.
So you know how this works. You have all 9 pristine lives. The Cube also gives you a simplifier. You can make something easier if you need to.
Sure.
Hopefully you won't need that. You ready to go in?
I am indeed, yeah.
For £1,000, best of luck.
Thank you.
Enter The Cube.
Lovely.
There you are. You are inside The Cube.
Okay.
Jake, did you ever think you'd see him in there? Are you surprised that he is in there now?
Yes.
You ready to play?
Okay, good.
Cube, play the game.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Got it?
I think I've got it. I hope I've got it.
Quite a lot. When they suddenly appear, you think, oh, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, I know. I hope, praying, it's 38.
Cube, is it 38? Does he lose a life or does he have £1,000? Right or wrong? And it is. Well done. You've got the first one over and done with. You have £1,000. Game two is for £2,000, and this is what's inside The Cube.
Reset. When the floor flashes red, 5 bars will start to drop at different speeds. By pressing the corresponding buttons, you must stop them from disappearing completely. If any of the bars disappear before the time runs out, you will lose a life. You need quick reactions, James, if you want to win £2,000.
There's your £2,000 game. We haven't seen this before. This is a new one.
Nope. Nope. I've practiced a few, obviously. Never practiced that.
You've got 9 lives.
Yep.
You've got your simplifier. The Cube has now given you your trial run.
Sure.
So you can use that whenever you want to.
No, no. I think we'll give this one a go and see what happens. Yep.
All right. In which case, for £2,000, in you go. There it is. Like a DJ behind a desk.
Yeah.
There's your console. Any advice, Jake?
Go for the small ones first, because and that's the ones that are going to go down quicker and vanish.
Okay, let's
give it a go.
Give it a go.
Cube, play the game. Taken one life from you. You have eight lives remaining. Ready to go?
Yep.
Cue play the game.
Seemed short when it finished. I thought, oh, thank God for that. I'm out of here.
Listen, it's all over. You have £2,000. Game three is for £10,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Dead stop. James, from within the throwing zone, simply throw the weighted ball so that it stops dead on top of the platform to win £10,000.
It's a bit of a cube favourite. It's been played a number of times, and you have to get the angle absolutely right.
Yeah, I've seen it played a little bit, and kind of maybe wish I'd practiced it.
Jake had his head in his hands. You don't like this one?
No. I've never seen it on TV, but we played it on the Wii, and absolutely dreadful.
Yeah. You're not good.
If you were to get that £10,000,
yep.
Have you thought about what it's going
to
do?
We've been wanting to go for away as a family for a little while, so we're thinking of maybe a long holiday next year for me, the boys, wife, maybe to Australia 3 or 4 weeks.
Lovely.
So, yeah, it'd be nice to get
£10,000 would be very, very useful.
Absolutely.
You've got eight lives. You've got your trial run, you've got your simplify. You could trial it if you wanted to.
I think we just
confident. This is great. Just take your time.
Okay, so you're going in?
Yep, definitely.
Straight in for £10,000. Best of luck and enter the queue. There's the target and there's the ball.
Any good ideas?
You've got to be brave. Get it up, coming down.
Yeah.
It's got to land coming down. Otherwise, it's just going to roll off the top.
Bit of backspin.
A bit of backspin.
Do you play cricket?
I did play a little bit of cricket, I should say, yes. I was actually a spin bowler too, so it's not a completely ridiculous idea.
Mm-hmm. When you are happy and you feel comfortable, the cube is yours. One of those games that you learn from every attempt.
You really get to play for them.
Seven lives remaining.
Right, come on. A little bit too far. Okay.
Practice just throwing it up in your arm again. Get used to the weight of it.
5 lives remaining.
Too far. Right over the top of that one.
I'm not sure it had enough light even.
Well, I'm wondering whether to simplify, because I know this one, we've watched this and watched people lose quite a lot of lives on it. I think it's quite a difficult one.
Although you're the simplify queen, though, I'm a bit reluctant to simplify at this stage.
Have a think about that, and we'll be right back after the break.
James, you lost just one life during your first two games. But before the break, you lost 3 lives on Dead Stop. So, can you throw the weighted ball so that it stops dead on the top of the platform for £10,000?
Okay. So let's give it one more, and then we've got Simplify still to go. Yeah? Come on. Sticking on there, really, though. I think I've got to be dead on that centre or here, this side. I think we might have to simplify.
I think
yeah,
so.
Simplify.
Go for it now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you like the simplify to do? Make that about 10 foot wide.
I suppose this has to be so big. Even then, I miss it, but I think we're going to have to simplify.
Okay. Cube, please simplify the game.
The size of the throwing zone has been increased.
Ah, so you're closer to the target. That's not okay. Quite what you wanted, but it is considerably easier.
Yep.
Don't go too bold at it.
Should I stretch out further or...?
Well,
it's got to be within your control, though. You've got to have control of the ball.
Yeah. Right?
But I think you can do this.
Everyone thinks you can do it in here. More attempts.
Pressure's on. Come on. Can do this. Come on.
Saying this, but I do have to point it out that it is all down to this now.
Yep.
That is a £10,000 ball you've got in your hand.
Sure.
You have to land that ball.
Jakey, any ideas?
For once, no.
you're capable of doing
that. Yeah, more than capable.
I think you just have got to block all those other attempts out of your mind.
Yeah.
Just step up to it, have a go, relax, and just nail it on there.
Think success.
Yeah.
Only takes one go.
Sure. Okay. Here we go.
At least you got a chance to play.
I came.
You didn't quite conquer.
Didn't quite conquer.
But you had a go. It's been lovely seeing you. You didn't beat
the
cube, I'm afraid, but we're thrilled that you came and played.
Lovely.
Thank you very much.
Lovely. Thank you very much.
Let's meet our next contestants. It's Kelly McJanet. Hi, Kelly.
Hi.
Welcome. So lovely to see you. So you are Kelly McJanet. Whereabouts are you from?
I'm from Bilton in the West Midlands.
Okay, what do you do for a living?
I'm a police officer.
Terrific. And who have you brought with you?
I've got, on the right, I've got Michelle, who
Hello.
Is my best friend.
Also a police officer?
Partner.
I am, yes.
Yeah. That's my dad, Gary.
Hi, Gary. Oh.
And that's my mum on the end, Leslie.
Hi.
Hi, Leslie. Do you think she's got what it takes to beat the cube?
Definitely.
150%.
You are a big fan of the show.
Yes.
Checked it all out.
Yes.
And there it is in front of you. What do you think?
It's huge.
Should we get you in?
Yes.
Game one is for £1,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Stabilize. You must walk the 3-meter-long beam without falling off. Your foot must touch both the start zone and the end zone. And you must land with both feet in the target square. So, Kelly, can you keep your balance for £1,000?
How's your balance?
Not too bad. Think I'll be okay in there.
Yeah? Feeling comfortable with it?
I'm going to give it my best.
Well, it's for £1,000, one end to the other. You have 9 lives. You've got to simplify if you are in trouble. Hopefully you won't need that. If you're ready, enter the queue.
£1,000! Wow.
You're inside for the first time. How does that feel?
Very big and very warm.
Sometimes very, very lonely.
Yeah, it is. Michelle, you're fine.
The game will start when your second foot touches the beam.
Okay.
When you're ready, you go.
Quite narrow.
Go for it. To the end of that.
I know. I just wanted to do it. I just wanted to go. Just do it quick and get it done.
A brilliant start. You have £1,000. Game two is for £2,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Grid. A line of squares will travel across the floor of the cube. Push the button to stop it when it's directly above the marked area. another line will then start to move at a faster pace. You must continue until you have one large complete square.
It's a completely different game with a very different skill set required. You are in terrific shape. You've got all nine lives. You've got your Simplify, and the cube will now give you your trial run. So, how is she doing?
She's quite confident she can do it.
Are you?
Yes, why not?
In for £2,000. Very best of luck. Enter the cube. So the rules are very simple. Tell me when you're ready and the cube will begin.
Ready.
Cube, play the game. Do it.
Okay.
Got a feel for it. You know the speed of it. Nice and calm as well.
Okay.
Okay, pause there and we'll take a break.
Now it's your chance to take some money from the cube. Each contestant starts with nine lives. So, for your chance to win £32,009, watch and listen closely. Count how many cylinders are emptied into the main container. Was it A, 4, B, 6, or C, 8?
Call 0904 161 2345. Calls cost no more than £1.54. From BT Landlines, other networks may be higher, and for mobiles, considerably more. Text your answer A, B or C to 68765. Text costs £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Orders free entry at the website. Entrance must be 18 or over. Entries made after all routes close on Thursday the 10th of April 2014 at 5 p.m. will not be counted but may still be charged.
Completed stabilize on your first attempt, but you've just lost a life on grid. Push the button to stop the squares when they're directly above the marked area, and repeat the process to build a complete square to win £2,000.
Tell us when you're ready and the cube will play the game.
Ready.
Good luck. Here we go. Despair when you got the first line right.
I know. It's too quick.
Definitely. Just drop two lines, it's not a problem, but you do need to centre yourself on this one a little bit. Just concentrate. It's just you and the cube. Forget about everything else. It's just you and the cube.
Okay. Ready.
How are you feeling?
No, I don't know.
You're not on any time rush, so just take your time. Let it go past as many times as it wants, so you know you're going to get it right.
Okay.
Okay.
You still have your simplify if you're starting to think I'm in trouble here. You want to play again?
Yeah.
Cube, play again. Just one square. But you've got the hang of it. You know how to play it. It's just that last judgment call there.
What do you think?
Watch how far you're holding your hands away from the button because you're having further to travel down and that's what's pulling you out.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
You've still got your simplify.
One more go.
I think I'm going to give it one more go and then I'll consider using my simplifier.
Okay. All right. Give her a huge round of applause. Happy to play?
Yeah.
All right. Cube, play again. You problems I would not have imagined.
What do you think?
I'll go for your simplifier.
You might make him slower.
Okay. I'll take my simplifier.
Yep. Cube, please simplify the game.
The speed of the moving squares has been reduced.
So you've got slower bars.
Okay.
This is the one. This is the one.
Okay.
This will get you £2,000. Happy to play?
Ready.
All right. Cube, play the game. This is what's inside the cube.
penalty shot. You must throw a ball into each of the 10 target containers within the time limit. You can throw in any order, using as many balls as you like. But you'll need to be fast, Kelly, for £10,000.
Now it's staring you in the face. How are you feeling about this one?
Okay, I think. Obviously, there's 10 there, and I've got 10 seconds to do it, which means I've got to be very quick.
This is for £10,000. What would you do with £10,000?
Oh, there's a lot I'd do. I've got 4 children.
Right.
So I'd love to be able to take them on holiday. We can't afford to do that this year, unfortunately, so that would be great.
Don't trial it. Go for it. This is your game.
No, I think you can do this.
Go for it, Cal.
I'll give it a go. Yeah, yes. Why not?
Straight in?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Straight in for £10,000. Enter the queue. Ten balls, 10 seconds, £10,000.
There's quite a lot of room in this little station here to move around.
Yeah, it's like a little bar. Mine's a gin and tonic.
Yeah, that would be nice. obviously, my strongest hand is my right hand.
Yeah, put your left one behind your back then.
Yeah.
And move to the right.
Where?
Because the balls are closer to your hand then.
Work clockwise. So start that side, you reckon? Or do you reckon start that way?
Start that way. Yeah.
Start that way.
Start that way.
I need to do this. I need to take my family on holiday.
You ready to play?
Yeah, go on. Let's just do it.
Good luck. Can you play the game? Of a second left. More importantly, you've got £10,000. Game four is for £20,000. This is what's inside the cube.
Construction. Kelly. Simply use the blocks to build a vertical tower. If the tower falls before or during the final block being placed, you will lose a life. You'll need a steady hand, but can you remain calm for £20,000?
There it is. Your £20,000 game. And you, because you know the show, know exactly what you've got to do.
Yeah.
So you know that some people nail this, mm-hmm. Other people struggle because their hands are shaking.
Yeah.
They look pretty good to me.
They're all right at the minute.
Yeah, but of course you've got to play it.
I know.
We'll find out how you do after the break.
Here's another chance to take some money from The Cube. For your chance to win £32,009, watch and listen closely. Count how many cylinders are emptied into the main container. Was it A, 4, B, 6, or C, 8?
Call 0904 161 2345. Calls cost no more than £1.54. From BT landlines, other networks may be higher, and for mobiles, considerably more. Text your answer A, B or C to 68765. Text costs £1.50 plus one standard network rate message. Orders free entry at the website. Entrance must be 18 or over. Entries made after all routes close on Thursday the 10th of April 2014 at 5 p.m. will not be counted but may still be charged.
Kelly, simply use the blocks to build a vertical tower. The completed tower must remain freestanding for 3 seconds. You have 4 lives and a trial run remaining. But can you keep your cool when playing for £20,000?
£20,000 tax-free, and all you've got to do to get it is to build a tower.
£20,000 is a lot of money. A hell of a lot of money. It would be life-changing for my family. It would clear some of our debts. We struggle at times, so it would really help.
You've got 4 lives, and you've got your trial run.
What do you think?
You can do this, you know you can.
£10,000 is a lot of money.
So is 20.
I know.
If you're saving your trial run, you're thinking of £50,000.
Yeah.
You've got a steady hand, Kelly.
I think you can do it, Kelly.
I'll do it.
Whoa, she's in. Straight in for £20,000. Enter the queue.
Wow.
It is. That's all that stands between you and £20,000. Just build the tower. And remember, when you have built that tower and the last tube is on the top, just put it on the top and say clear, and the timer will start.
Okay.
It has to stay standing for 3 seconds.
Right.
Ready to play?
Yeah.
Off you go.
Okay. Trying to keep them as straight as I can.
Blocks remaining.
Seven. I don't know whether to stand up.
Slow movements, Cal.
Eight.
2 blocks remaining. Remaining.
That had been your trial run. Would you have gone again now?
I don't know.
You would have done. You would have done. So you know you can do this.
Okay.
Happy to go again?
Yeah.
All right. Nice and calm. Off you go. Thank you.
think any slight movement and it'll go.
Three blocks remaining. Two blocks remaining. One block remaining.
You have £20,000. Game five is for £50,000. And this is what's inside the cube.
Cylinder. For £50,000, simply bounce the ball into the cylinder. It must only bounce once, but you may stand anywhere within the cube. So, Kelly, with just three lives remaining, are you willing to take the risk?
It's bouncing a ball into a bucket for £50,000. Now, you talked about 20. You have just changed your life.
Massive.
And that of your family.
Yeah.
What about 50,000?
It would just change everything.
On average, this takes 3.9 lives.
Yeah. And I've only got three lives.
With a trial run, you've got four. If you count your trial run as a life, that's four attempts. You could go straight in and play it and save the trial run for the 100. You could trial it and see whether or not it is as easy as it looks.
I think at least I should trial run it.
Trial it?
I'll trial run, yeah.
Good. Trial run at £50,000. If you nail this in one, you're going to have a massive decision to make. Enter the queue. You can stand wherever you like, as close as you like or as far away as you like.
I'll give it a go then.
Okay, go for it. Yeah, go for it.
It weren't hard enough, was it?
No. If you were to play it, you would have three attempts to stand beside me with £50,000 or nothing.
Three lives is not a lot.
I'd rather you go home with 20 than nothing, because I know how hurt you would be.
What do you think, Shell?
You wanted me to push her to get to the 50, but I think she'd take the money.
Based on that, and the fact that I'd probably never win £20,000 again, and I've got four kids and a family to support, and I've had a wonderful experience, but I'm taking the money.
Did you have fun?
Oh, yeah.
You enjoyed it?
Yeah.
You didn't beat the cube, but you will take away £20,000.
Thank you, Philip.
Thank you very much indeed. Round of applause! What would you have done? Would you have played? Would you have taken the money? If you were here, could you have beaten the cube?
Next time on the cube. Yeah!
Come on, you can do this. It's harder than it looks.
You can do this. It's very, very doable.
How are you going to feel if I lose it?
I'm divorcing you.
Friendships and loyalties are tested and careers are put on the line next when a body unearths a cold case in Law & Order UK. Then the drama continues at 10:25 as Paige begins to become aware of the lies and deceit in the Jennings family in The Americans.